without a ranked contender, what this fight is going to need is a novelty. This is the land of opportunity, right? So Apollo Creed on January 1st gives a local underdog fighter an opportunity. A snow white underdog, and I'm going to put his face on this poster with me. And I'll tell you why. Because I'm sentimental. And a lot of other people in this country are just as sentimental, and there's nothing they'd like better than to see Apollo Creed give a local Philadelphia boy a shot at the greatest title in the world on this country's biggest birthday.
That challenge not only launched the career of Rocky Balboa, but it established actor Carl Weathers, who played reigning champion Apollo Creed. After three more Rocky films, several supporting roles, and a TV series, Carl Weathers has won the title role in the new film Action Jackson. Before he broke into acting, he played football for the Oakland Raiders. In Action Jackson, Weathers is a cop who's demoted to a desk job for unorthodox behavior, but he doesn't let his sedentary position keep him from the action. Action Jackson was written for Weathers, who worked closely with the producer. In fact, Weathers came up with the character's name.
Actually, I was talking to an Australian one day, and he was telling me about this incredible love affair that he was in, and then he made mention of a phrase, Action Jackson, and I said, hey, sounds like a good movie to me. Sounds like a guy I'd like to know. And then I had this name, this last name, Jackson, and I was looking for a first name, and I thought, well, you know, he's a strong guy. And he's very physical, and you think of something happening, and I think of Jericho. The walls came tumbling down. And so that's pretty much how it came about.
Now, you're a very muscular guy, but you're more of an athlete than, say, well, I don't know if you bodybuild or not, but your background is an athlete as opposed to martial arts,
yes,
for instance.
Yes.
So in writing the stunts, were the stunts written for someone from your kind of athletic background?
Yes. When I do movies and develop movies now, I certainly look, when I'm the star of the movie or I'm involved in the movie in a lot of the stunts, to build stunts that I can do very well. And then, you know, the kind of stuff that's more like track and field and that comes out of football, which is the world I came out of, as opposed to bodybuilding and martial arts and that kind of thing, you know.
Well, really the very first stunt that you do is running. There's a
yes.
scene where you're kind of attacked by a taxi cab.
I like that. And, I love the way you put that.
and you say, I've got to go and catch a cab.
Yes.
And you start chasing the cab, and in the movie you're running at the same speed that the cab is going.
Ultimately chase it and catch it and then surpass it and jump on top of it. It's a Carl Weathers kind of day, you know what I mean? Kind of stuff I do in a normal day in Los Angeles.
Well, just the running, just seeing you run, I thought, well, that's the first stunt.
Yes, that was 12 hours that day of just running. It's the toughest day I've ever had in filmmaking.
Was that part of the goal, to get to see you run? I mean, were you a very good runner when you were a football player?
It wasn't so much that. I think since I did some of the Rockies, though, and particularly the scene that we were running on the beach, a lot of the kind of male, and particularly women. Women love to see this body and this flesh moving around. Isn't it terrible? I mean, you think of this dainty, wonderful group of human beings, this group of humanity who wants to see this man's body running down the beach or running on a sidewalk or running down the street. So I said, come on. I make movies for people. I make movies for people who like movies and who want to go see movies. Give them what they want. Run, Carl, run. See Carl, run. Carl can run fast.
Okay, so we got this scene where you're running at the same speed that the taxi cab is, mm-hmm. is being driven. Special effects there?
No, it was real. That was all very real.
Was anything done to make it seem like he was driving faster than he was really driving?
No, I mean, you really don't have to do very much. You know, when you're, I mean, if you've got a human body and it's running the speed of a taxi cab, my goodness, there's not a lot to do. We didn't do anything mechanically to the film to speed it up, if that's what you mean. That wasn't done. You don't have to make things look fast. It's going pretty fast as it is, you know?
Another real athletic moment for you. There's a huge, big guy guarding.
He's huge and big. Yes, he is, all in one.
He's guarding the door. He's unbudgeable.
Yes.
You punch him in the face. You punch him in the chest. All it does is hurt your knuckles.
Yes.
And then you basically ram him as if you were doing a tackle
in
a football move, and you ram him right through the doorway.
Yeah.
And that struck me as a real football kind of
what do you
maneuver.
Want from me? That's where I come from, you know? It's kind of like
Was that written for you? Like, let's
yes,
give him a
was.
Real football kind of thing to
well,
do?
Well, it wasn't. I don't think it was specified as football, but, you know, men are strange animals. It's kind of like an elephant. You know, you run at it, you knock it down, you mow it down, and then you get up and say, hey, I did it. And that's pretty much the way that whole thing was designed. We had to show you different aspects of Jackson and also do it with tongue-in-cheek and a sense of humor.
May I help you?
Yeah, I'd like to speak to Miss Ash.
I don't recommend that course of action.
I do. You're one big fella. How much do you weigh?
270 pounds.
Well, that's pretty big. I bet you make a good living at this, don't you?
Good enough. That helps pay my way through medical school.
If I was to hit you again, you'd probably slam my little body right through that wall back there now, wouldn't you?
I was thinking about it, but it goes against all my Muslim beliefs.
Good.
Let me do one of your lines. Your police captain calls you in and says, Jackson, you tore that kid's arm off, and you say,
so he had a spare.
Right.
I love that.
I love that
it.
Line.
Yes. A lot of people have liked that line. That's one of the, for me, that's one of the best lines in the whole movie, you know. And Bill Duke, the guy who plays my captain, is he was in Predator also, so we've worked together before. He's a good friend, and he's a wonderful director besides.
Now, you got started as an athlete, football player. Were you interested in acting when you were playing football?
Well, in actuality, it really, I got started as an actor when I was in fifth or sixth grade. It's the first play that I ever did. And I went through years of junior high school and high school, and finally into college when I got a scholarship as a football player at San Diego State U. I majored in theater, you know, in drama, and got a degree in dramatic arts. And I was just very fortunate that I got a chance to do both things. At one particular point in my life, I was a football player and essentially earning my living that way and having a lot of fun doing that. And at another point, you know, I get to do what I've always wanted to do since I was a kid, which was be a professional actor.
I think people first really noticed you in your role as Apollo Creed in Rocky. And how were you cast in that? Did you know much about boxing?
I knew nothing about boxing. I had never boxed. I'd never had gloves on. I'd never been in the ring. I'd never been to a boxing match. And I knew about the script. I mean, there was this wonderful script circulating, and the producers and the director, John Avildsen, apparently had seen just about everybody in the country. So at this particular point, you know, they were, I guess, at a loss for someone to play this role, and I, at the same time, wanted desperately to get into interview for this role. Finally, they got me in to read, and I went in. It was very late one afternoon, about 6:30. And I went in, and they introduced me to the director, and I met Bob and Irwin, the producers. And finally, they introduced me to call the man in, and he was the writer. And they introduced me to him, and I said, how you doing, and all that sort of stuff. And he sat down at a desk, and I read with the writer. And the writer was reading, and I was reading, and the writer was reading, and I was reading. And he didn't get very excited about the reading. So finally, at the end of it all, when everyone was very quiet in the room, and they were sort of looking at each other and maybe mumbling to each other, and I'm very nervous that maybe I've blown the interview, you know, because it's very important. You want to get it. You're just anxious. And I turned to them and just blurted out, you know, if you get me a real actor, I could do a much better job. Well, I didn't know that the writer and the star of the movie were one and the same. They didn't say, this is Sylvester Stallone, he's going to star in the movie. Right, you laugh. That's the way I felt. I felt like an idiot. I felt like a moron after I realized this guy was starring in the movie also. But needless to say, apparently ignorance truly is bliss. I got the role ultimately.
You get a knockout punch in Rocky IV that kills the character.
Yes,
Apollo
kills
Creed
him off.
Is
long
dead
gone.
In the ring. Did you want to be written out of the series?
Are you kidding? No, I mean, not in a million years would I have wanted to be written out. But once it was done, you know, as much as I resisted in the beginning, I realized that there was a great opportunity because, first of all, the character is immortalized in the ring, you know, in the movie. And then, by that character dying, finally, you know, Carl Weathers has a chance to go on and live in other roles because once the character is dead, then it's very obvious that Carl Weathers is an actor. And, you know, if you got to die, what a wonderful afterlife to have.
You've started your own production company, Stormy Weathers, it's called. Are you producing things to give you roles? Is that part of the
primarily, it's a way of survival, a means of survival. And now, as a result of what I've learned and how much I've matured in the business and how much I love the business, there'll come a point where, and already has come a point where I want to produce things for other people that I don't want to necessarily be in everything that I produce. I don't necessarily want to star in everything that I produce. There's some things I'd also like to direct and not produce or star in, you know. So there are a lot of facets that are still there to explore.
Carl Weathers, thanks a lot for talking with us.
Thank you. Pleasure.
Carl Weathers stars in the new film, Action Jackson. This is Fresh Air.